Massachusetts gets a new senator today. Now that John Kerry has become Secretary of State, he's stepping down from the Senate seat he held for 28 years. It's up to Governor Deval Patrick to name someone to fill the position until a special election can be held in 6 months. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, rumors are swirling about who the short-term senator will be and who will run in the campaign that follows.
For decades, with Senators John Kerry and the late Ted Kennedy secure in their seats, competitive Senate races were rare in Massachusetts. But now, voters are suddenly overdosing on them.
This is Massachusetts, where the sun never sets on Senate races.
Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry says no one would feel that more than Scott Brown, who after winning the special election in 2010, ran and lost the regular election in 2012, and could now end up doing a whole second set, conceivably grinding out four statewide elections in just over 4 years.
Scott Brown faces a very difficult decision.
I think he's tortured right now.
Berry says the political stakes are as high as the personal for Brown. The former senator might be better off taking a short break and running for governor in 2014. Or there's always the chance he'll go for a more lucrative job in the private sector, which all leaves some Republicans wringing their hands waiting for the Brown shoe to drop.
It's like waiting for Godot with Scott Brown.
That's Republican strategist Todd Domke.
If he really wanted to run, I assume he would have sent out some signals by now, but instead he's been in hiding, and a lot of Republicans are distraught.
On the other hand, Brown may be fully intending to run and just biding his time and staying out of the line of fire while he can. He has little reason to rush in. He'd likely have a clear path to the nomination and full backing of national Republican leaders who are hoping to win a Senate majority in 2014. While others, like former Governor Bill Weld, have been mentioned as possible contenders, Domke says Brown is by far the GOP's best hope.
On the Republican side, if Brown doesn't run, we're in trouble. The Republican Party doesn't have a deep bench. It's more like a folding chair.
Democrats, on the other hand, may have the opposite dilemma, with multiple candidates forcing what could be a bruising and costly primary battle. Congressman Stephen Lynch, a social conservative who voted against Obamacare, is expected to announce tomorrow whether he'll challenge Congressman Ed Markey, the dean of the Massachusetts delegation who's backed by party bigwigs. Markey, who announced his run a month ago, is already stumping on what he says will be his key issues of jobs, protecting Social Security and the environment, as well as promoting gun control, as he did at the State House a few days ago.
The tragedy in Newtown has changed everything in Washington. I think we're going to be able to pass legislation this year.
Meantime, Governor Patrick is offering few clues about who he'll send to Washington to serve as interim senator until the special election, other than to say it will not be someone running in that special election. Speculation is swirling around some non-household names, like Boston civic and business leader Carol Fulp and the governor's former chief of staff Mo Cowan, as well as some very well-known names like Vicky Kennedy, the senator's widow, and just-retired Congressman Barney Frank, who is publicly asking for the job. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Mm-hmm.